Brewers fans, I'm sure you have seen the photos. I'm sure you have seen some of the videos circulating over on social media of the annual Brewers Fantasy Camp out in sunny Arizona in the dead of winter here in Wisconsin. If you are in Wisconsin like me, have you ever gone? Maybe thought about signing up? Joining me next is a guy, a friend of mine, Todd Varney, who just attended. He just got back. We're going to get the details, some fun stories. Don't miss it. Stay tuned in. You are Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Brewers fans, welcome back into the Locked On Brewers podcast. Thank you for always making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. Do not forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms. You can also follow the show on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, at Locked On Brewers. I am your host, Brandon Snide, a producer at Wisconsin's radio station, WTMJ. And like you, if you're listening to this podcast, I hope this is true, a diehard Milwaukee Brewers fans. I'm actually recording this podcast literally minutes away from American Family Field. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon underscore Snide. I really, really, really appreciate you guys allowing me to steal some of your time to sit back and talk about our Milwaukee Brewers. Like I mentioned, in the dead of winter, where there really isn't a whole lot going on, but we're going to talk about Brewers anyway. As always, Locked On Brewers is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And this episode is brought to you by our new partners, FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. Before we get into today's show, and before I start talking to Todd about his experience down in Arizona, I just wanted to take the time to remember former Brewers third baseman and general manager Sal Bando, who unfortunately passed away last week at the age of 78. My thoughts and prayers go out to all his loved ones. Well, the secret is out, Brewers fans. It is cold and dreary in the Midwest. And if you're in Milwaukee, like I said at the top of the show, like me, it is the dog days of winter. What can change? What is the difference between Milwaukee and Arizona? Well, probably 60 degrees sun and a whole lot of other things to do. A trip out to sunny, warm, and beautiful Arizona. I'm so curious about this because I seen it all last week over there on Facebook, on Twitter, all the videos, all the images. They seem to be shared around by a bunch of people I followed. I didn't realize half the followers I was following were going to Arizona. Todd Varney, co-host of Lombardi's Bar over at Game On Wisconsin. You just wrapped up your time over there at Brewers Fantasy Camp. I'm curious as all. I messaged you, I believe, when you wrote a Facebook post about it. You shared some photos. So I'm curious about every detail here, and we're going to get into that. But the first thing is, Todd, to make sure you are doing well. So how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I'm doing good. Still moving a little slow after a week of playing ball down here in Phoenix. I actually opted to stick around for an extra week. It was something about getting on an airplane back to that cold weather. I decided I'd hang out here for a few more days. So still down here. It's a little chilly at about 60 degrees today. So
tough.
Yeah. Make sure, you know, you're putting on a jacket or a sweatshirt if you're going outside in Phoenix right now. But other than that, man, I'm doing great.
That's awesome. So, all right, we're going to start. We talked about this prior to the show and I want to start from the bottom up. So the Brewers Fantasy Camp, which did they have one last year real quick? I don't know if they had one last year.
No. So it's been 2020 was the last one that they had.
Okay. Right.
And they didn't have one in 2019 either because of the renovations at American Family Fields of Phoenix. So it feels like it's been, you know, not really the annual thing it had been in the past for a lot of guys, but it's starting to bounce back. They had 103 campers in there this year, 102 men, one woman. There's typically the last camp, I think there was two or three females that joined in. So it's, you know, whoever wants to come down, 30 and up, I believe is kind of the threshold that they use there. I would say there's as many guys under the age of 40 as there are over the age of 65. So, your sweet spot there is kind of the 40 to 65 is where you're looking.
So when you talk about campers, where did you get this information for? Like, is it on the website? Did you get an email? You've been doing it maybe for quite some time. Like if I want to go next year, is there a spot where I go to like sign up, and what's like the range here in price? I know there's a few different options.
Yeah. So the easiest thing, just Google Brewers Fantasy right. Camp. You'll find the link there to the MLB fan site that has that connected. There's a few different teams that do something like this, which is pretty sweet. I know a lot of the campers do multiple different team camps. One of the perks of it is you're typically joined and or coached by former players from that team, which is great. Some of the coaches this year down here, Corey Hart and JJ Hardy, they're becoming regulars at camp.
Recognizable names there.
Eddie Cedar, just having him around is amazing. You're never going to have a bad time if Eddie Cedar is involved. Him, Chuck Krim, Jeff Cirillo, and Greg Vaughn, they always team up and have a blast there. Vinny Rattino was a new one this year. I know a friend of yours. He paired up with Scott Carl, who I had in the 2020 camp and is an absolute character. Great guy to catch up with. Tim Dillard and Pete Ladd, their team actually won God. It this year. You want to talk about a character and dedicated to camp. So Tim Dillard, he got into camp. We all got in on Saturday. I believe it was Sunday. His daughter actually broke her leg. He flew I believe they're in Nashville, flew back there. Mm-hmm. She had surgery on Tuesday. He was back at camp on Wednesday with us.
Dedication. So
just dedicated to all of us old guys.
Shout out to Tim.
Trying to live the dream. Pete Ladd's a great guy too. I was on a team coached by Ricky Weeks and Paul Wagner. Jeff Jenkins and Jonathan Lucroy had a team. And then Jerry Augustine was joined by George Kataris, and they had a team as well. So it was a blast hanging out with those guys and hearing stories all week. But yeah, if you want to jump on, I kind of got set up with it. My dad went for 15 years before he passed away. And so it was something I'd always been aware of and never really had a chance to go. I wasn't quite old enough for most of that time. And so when he passed, I just decided like, hey, I'm going to go down there and check it out. And the first time I went, I thought would be the one time I went, this is number two. I'm committed to number three already. It's too much fun not to go.
When you look at it, I've talked about it going into the top of the show, you know, being in Wisconsin, I love the state. I love the city. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, but I'm telling you right now, if I can go to Arizona for a week, 2 weeks in the middle of January, sign me up every day that ends in Y. Now I'm curious, how early did you have to sign up? Like, and just for those out there that are listening to the show, like this isn't a paid interview for the Brewers or anything. I'm generally curious about Brewers Fantasy Camp because I thought it was really cool. I didn't realize it was games that were played and rosters and whatnot. I thought it was literally just like instructional, do some drills, meet some players, spend a few days, and then that was it. I was wrong. So Todd is a friend of mine. I'm curious how this all worked out. So if you think this is a paid spot here, this is not. This is just me just be generally curious when there's nothing else to really talk about in the world of baseball. So Todd, like how soon would you have to sign? Like next year you're looking at already, you're talking about it. When would you have to sign up then?
Yeah, so they give former campers a little bit of time to kind of have first right of refusal. So if you go to one camp, you get a little bit of a cushion here to sign up. They try to keep camp around 100 people. So I would say if it's something you're interested in, jump in right away and get that set up. You mentioned, you know, different packages. This year, I believe the package was just under $5,000. That includes your flight from Milwaukee, bus rides to and from the hotel, as well as to and from the ballpark every day. You get lunch at the ballpark. You've got a hotel to stay at. They do happy hours every night. I mean, they truly just take care of you on every level throughout. The best part of being taken care of down there, one, your uniform gets washed and cleaned every day by
that's cool.
by the Brewers Clubhouse guys, right? You got Jason Chauger in there, Phil Rozowitz. I mean, it's great to, one, hear stories from those guys because they're around the team every day. Phil takes care of the Visitors Clubhouse, so he's around all the visitors coming into AmFam. And it's fantastic to chat with those guys. You also get access to the training staff, which, as I stated at the top of this, I'm a little sore. We're moving a little slow. having Pax and John Adam in there to work on those sore muscles every day, the hot tub, the cold tub. It's funny. At the last camp, it was partway through, somebody mentioned, hey, maybe come in a little bit early in the mornings and go through a little routine in the tubs, get things loosened up, get the blood flowing. I was like, okay. So this year I was from the start of camp every day hitting that in the mornings. And it's funny how throughout the week, it starts early in the week. There's two or three of us in there. And by Friday morning, I think there was 15 of us in there that were, same thing at night. The first day there's, 10, 12 guys in the tubs. And by the end of the week, it's you're kind of standing there going, okay, can somebody get out? So there's room for me to jump in.
Right.
So it's awesome just hanging out, having access. They truly do treat you like a major league ball player all week.
That's incredible.
It's fantastic.
That's, I know I've seen some of your photos in there on, I think it was on Facebook. It might've been Twitter, one or the other, in the clubhouse. I mean, the clubhouse looks like, it would at American Family Field. I mean, they have it dressed down, your uniforms up on a hanger. I mean, it looks as, like you said, like professional. It's incredible. I think they do such a great job. So we're going to dive into some more of the details there coming up here. I want to hear about how the teams worked, how the games worked, who pitched, who hit, exactly how that all works for Brewers Fantasy Camp from our guest, Todd Varney from Game On Wisconsin. But first, if you are sleeping under a rock and you were unaware, and if you didn't do anything over the weekend like me, I sat home and watched the playoffs all weekend. The NFL playoffs are here. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make sports betting fun and easy. New customers, join today to get started with $150, 150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/lockedon. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. All on the app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out. Place your bets. $5 bet to get $150 in free bets. Win or lose at FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he is going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It is free and available wherever you get your podcast. Talking with Todd Varney here from Game On Wisconsin. You can catch him on Lombardi's Bar. 1/4 over there of Lombardi's Bar. You got four people over there now?
Depends on
the day of the week.
It's always Dan, Jimmy, and I. Usually we have somebody else join us at some part, kind of a rotating cast of characters.
I've noticed.
Kenny Clark seems to be one of our more recurring guys there. So
Todd's always got great the hookup
to chat with him.
It just got Joe Thomas was over there. I mean, if you're not following Game On Wisconsin at Game On WI, go check them out. All kinds of great stuff. Like I said, Todd Varney from that network, Game On Wisconsin, is kind enough to join us to chat about his time down in Arizona. We heard a little bit about the interest you had, Todd, how to sign up, how it works. I'm curious what happens after that. So there's two options, right? You can kind of pay for your own flight, maybe pay for your own hotel. There's an option where all that is included. So you get there, right? You get there, whatever package you, whatever, you're already there. You're in the clubhouse. How does like the day one, how do you get fitted for a uniform? Do you get to pick your number? They pick the jersey. If it's the cream colors at the pinstripes, like how does it work with the uniform? I'm curious because I may just go just to get my own jersey.
Yeah. So this year they did the current uniforms, which are great. The 2020, they did the ones from like this late 70s, and they weren't the most comfortable. They weren't the coolest. They were like the baby blue pullover.
Yep.
elastic in the armbands and the waist, no belt. So it wasn't my favorite uniform of all time. So it was great to go this year and get some awesome uniforms. The teams get picked beforehand. So you go down there. When you're filling out your information to go, you pick your number, you put down what positions you play, and they kind of divide it up from there. So you might have a team. I think last year there was three number threes on our team, which is fine because you're the only number three that matters. Whatever you're rocking, you know, you're the only one there. So that's what's important. You can kind of play whatever position you want. If you want to get in and pitch, get in and pitch. If you know, everybody bats, so you're getting plenty of at-bats. In the morning, they do a camper pitch game, so giving guys plenty of time to pitch. In the afternoon, they do coach pitch, which is cool. You get a chance to hit off of somebody that played in the bigs or that coached, you know, in the bigs, which is always fun, right? My first year, like, hitting a double off of Scott Carl, and you're like, that's not that impressive. I think everybody did that against Scott at some point in their career. So it's, you know, whatever.
Are they throwing anything at you? I mean, is it just straight fastball?
Yeah, it's because they're your coaches, so they're not trying to get you out, right? It's like batting practice.
Build your confidence up there.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, typically how it works is you'll take wherever you end off the morning game in the lineup. So if your number six hitter makes the last out of the game, you start number seven hitter leads off for you in the afternoon. So everybody's getting plenty of at-bats throughout camp. Like I said, if you want to go play somewhere, go play first base. If you've never done it before and you're like, hey, I want to be out here and do that. Cool. Go do it. You know, it's there's some competition to it, but most guys understand, you know, we're all there to have fun and to play our, you know, live out our dreams of being a major leaguer. So it's a ton of fun. There aren't a lot of guys that take it too serious when it comes to that. So it's great to get out there and just play and you know, kind of do whatever you want to. There's a guy, Paul Bishop, he goes by the Colonel. I don't know how many years he's been doing this, man. He's 73 years old and he catches, crazy, man. He won't take a courtesy runner. I mean, he wants to be out there every second. And he does other camps too. He's done the Padres. They do like a weekend camp. I think he said he did the Diamondbacks earlier or back in the fall. Like most guys, we always comment like, I just want to live to be 73. This guy's out here still just playing ball, living the dream.
No kidding.
So it's great to see something like that where you're like, okay, that there's a good goal to have, right?
Shout out to the Colonel. If he's out there listening to the Locked On Brewers podcast, I'd be a DM. I'd love to interview you. And sounds incredible. That's awesome. Okay. So you talked a little bit about pre-selecting the teams. You can kind of free play the position, you know, kind of go up against, you know, player pitching and coaching pitching. What was the schedule there? Was it like, you mentioned treatment, you know, kind of getting in, like, was it like, hey, no later than, you know, 8 o'clock or whatever. And then when were you guys finished? Like what did a day look like for Brewers fantasy camp?
Yeah. So like I said, we had some rain earlier in the week. So it really kind of threw a wrench into things.
You poor guys out there. You know,
yeah. It was
so
it was
sorry tough. To hear about your rain.
It was tough sitting around the clubhouse.
I know. I've seen your pictures. I'm like, God,
they pushed the beer carts in and just kind of say, you know, lunch is ready and have a beer and go from there. So, but typically camp starts with a happy hour on Saturday night. You get to know your coaches and your teams and get a plan and a feel for the week. Sunday morning, there's a bus to the ballpark. You go in. I think the bus typically leaves 8:30, 9-ish. There's a few of them that go. You get in. Walking into the clubhouse first thing in the morning is always the coolest because, like I mentioned, that clubhouse staff, they go through your uniforms clean. It's hanging in your locker, name and number facing out, just to walk in and see all of those jerseys just poking back out at you is awesome. They've got a number of TVs in there. One giant wall is that just a big TV. And then there's a ton of memorabilia while we're there in camp that they run, as I mentioned, pre-show, a lot of silent auctions and stuff for charity. Kangaroo Court, we always do that for charity. So there is a lot of giving back involved in this too, which is great. And then you start playing games. You know, you get in, you have a game in the morning, usually about 10:30 or so. And then 1:30, 1:45, somewhere around there, you get a game going in the afternoon. You have a break for lunch in between. The most impressive thing there is If you come in from that morning game, I'm somebody, I will not eat lunch in my uniform because I will guaranteed drip something on it. So I always take it off, go in. You come back in from lunch before your next game, your jersey is ready. It's clean. Like,
wow.
The first time that happened, I was just like, what are you guys doing?
What is going on here? Yeah.
It takes me 4.5 business days to get a load of laundry done.
No kidding.
And these guys are doing it in like, you know, under an hour, just the turnaround time on that and getting the grass stains out. I don't know what they put in the water, what they put in the machines to get some of those grass stains out, man. But those guys are wizards. But yeah, so then you've got a little meal at the ballpark after the afternoon game, shower, hit the tubs if you need to, get some ice. And then you jump on the bus and head back to the hotel, have a little happy hour. Every night there's some sort of entertainment, whether it's, you know, a Q&A with some guys. In years past, Pete Ladd and some other folks have done like a little music night. Tim Dillard usually just takes a whole night and runs through some of his.
Does whatever little, Tim Diller does.
Yeah. Does his thing, whatever that happens to be at the time. So yeah, it's a ton of fun.
That's incredible. So you mentioned having former Brewers down there. You mentioned Tim Dillard, Vinny Rotino. Who was the coolest? I don't know if you want to say coolest because I'm kind of putting you on the spot there, but give me some insight.
Eddie Cedar is always the coolest guy in any.
Yeah, that's fair. What are some cool Brewers, former Brewers, maybe coaches or players that you had the opportunity to run down there and have some conversations with?
Yeah, Corey Hart brought up a thing at the awards banquet on Friday night, which was something that a lot of us campers echo the sentiment of too, is like, we just love, as much fun as it is to get out and play ball and do that, just hanging out in the clubhouse, having that camaraderie, you know, that feel. I think anybody that played sports when they were younger, sure, as you become an adult, you kind of lose that, right? Yeah. And so having something like that where you get back, even Corey said, you know, like, As a former player, they don't have that in retirement. So to be able to get around the guys and do that is fun. I had Ricky Weeks as a coach, and a fun story on him. So I will always talk trash, and usually it's at myself or a close buddy. You know, like I'm constantly just jawing with somebody. And I was coming off the field after playing catch before a game, and I asked one of the guys, I said, you know, hey, are you good? You know, are you loose? And he said, as good as I'm going to get. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get any better. And Ricky thought I was saying that my teammate wasn't going to get any better. And he just looked at me and he said, as an adult, how many times have you been punched in the face? And I said, surprisingly, none. And he kind of laughed and he said, because you just never stop. Like, you know, so we chatted about it later, and he shared a story with me about him trash talking. And, you know, he loved it to talk with Gio Gonzalez back in the day, because he came up with his brother and nobody else had a clue what was going on as he's standing at the plate, you know, cursing back and forth with Gio when they played each other. So hearing stories like that from the guys when they used to play, it is a blast. You know, Paul Wagner sharing stories about Jimmy Leland's mound visits back in the day.
Oh my God, I can only imagine.
Stuff like that. There's a lot of stories that happen in camp that are worth the price of admission, and I didn't sign an NDA, but I'm not going to repeat them.
So before we move on to our next and final segment, you've been there before. Were there, it felt like, and maybe it's just like, because it's more most recent, there felt like there was more former players and coaches there than there has been in the past. Or is it like still on par from where it was previously? But it felt like there was a lot.
It's still on par. I think what we're seeing, we're seeing some of these younger guys get in there a little bit more.
That makes sense.
Because I know, like in the past, you've had Don Money there, Rick Sweet, you know, so some guys that aren't going to be as recognizable names as a Ricky Weeks, a Jonathan LaCroix. Ben Sheets was supposed to be there. Unfortunately, he had some stuff pop up that he had to attend to as well. Thankfully, George Kataris was able to jump in there. But, you know, you're seeing some of these more noticeable names and guys that we're watching play, right?
Sure. Like that means we're getting older, Todd.
Right. But I look at it as like, I never saw Pete Ladd play baseball.
Sure.
You know, so I know Pete Ladd as a musician because that's what he is in retirement from the game. But It's great to, you know, just sit around and then catch stories off those guys.
Yeah. When you start realizing that Brewers Fantasy Camp is hosting former players from an era where I and you were growing up in, it really makes you sit back and just tell yourself like, dang, I'm getting old, man. I'm getting old, but I'll digress on that because I don't want to keep telling myself that as I turn into the mid 30s here. But no, great, great stuff. Man, that was some great stuff, some good insight here. Coming up in the last part of the show, I'm going to dig at some of the fun stuff that happened that Todd may or may not want to discuss. We'll try to pry it out of him. Plus, apparently, former host of this show, friend of mine, friend of show, Brewers fans everywhere know him, Bally Sports Wisconsin's own Vinny Rotino won an award. Curious to see what that award was coming up next. All right, it is the middle of winter, and well, in case you haven't noticed, there really isn't a whole lot of Brewer news to discuss. Of course, the World Baseball Classic is coming up. Pitchers and catchers are reporting soon, so soon we'll get into a lot more baseball talk, but I thought it'd be a fun idea to bring someone onto the show who spent a week, I think it was like a week, what did you say, 10 days, down in Arizona for the Milwaukee Brewers Fantasy Camp. Todd has been so generous while he is sharing some of his insight from Arizona. If you're listening and you're in a cold state, please feel bad for Todd as he's down in Arizona in the nice climate where it's chilly, 60 degrees, I suppose. So we'll let Todd be. But Todd, I'm curious, a couple stories that you can share with some of the listeners. I'm curious how the happy hours went. I'm curious to see how the post dinners went. Was there some stories you can share behind the scenes, behind the away from the baseball field?
Yeah. So you mentioned Vinny Rotino winning an award. It was a first time award, a very prestigious award. As I said earlier, you know, a lot of what happens down there is geared towards charities, and we have Club 101, which is a group of guys that they rent out room 101 at the hotel, and they turn it into the informal players happy hour spot. And it's just kind of a donation basis. You know, you walk in, you throw a little money in the jar, you grab a drink. This year they decided, and then they donate all that money to different charities that the camp supports. So this year they decided to, for the first year ever, have a Club 101 MVP. And the things that they take into consideration for that are the entertainment you bring to Club 101, the amount of time you spend in Club 101, and the number of cocktails consumed in Club 101. Vinny Rotino, former host of Lockdown Brewers, won the first year award. So congrats to Vinny. He worked hard for that award. He put in the time.
Yeah,
he put in the time and definitely earned it. So shout out to Vinny for that one.
We got to congratulate Vinny at some point. So we'll maybe have him on the show coming up here, and he can talk to us about that award. So dinners, was every meal included for the Brewers Fantasy Camp, dinner included?
So they do a dinner at the ballpark, which for some guys it's kind of early for a real dinner. They kind of switch it up this year to do more of a lighter lunch and then a bigger dinner, but you're still leaving the ballpark most days by 4:30. So, you know, it's for me, I'm eating a second dinner then later on.
That's early. Yeah. Well, and the time too, like your time difference going, you know, from Central Standard Time to whatever, Pacific Time, like you're going back a few hours. So your body's kind of thrown off too. Like I would definitely be having, were the dinners like, what did they provide you guys with?
So some days you're looking at, you know, brats and burgers. We had some pasta one day, a little build your own taco bar, did like a little Asian bowl one night. So they do a great job at mixing it up. You have it right there at the ballpark. So you've got, you know, the staff there doing a wonderful job. They're the same guys that cook for the team when they're down here. So, you know, you're getting same experience that Corbin Burns, Christian Yelich, you know, all those guys that wear the big league uniform, you're getting the same treatment that they do.
You may have talked me into next year. I want to. It sounds, you know, looking at the photos in the videos. And like we talked about before, we haven't seen it, consistently. 2020 wasn't there in 2019, wasn't there last year. It's been a few years, a little bit inconsistent, not in control of the Brewers. Obviously that's just the way of the world. But seeing the videos, Tim Dillard, Dario Melendez from WISN over here in Milwaukee did a good job of covering. He had a good spot on the news the other night where I was watching it. How does, real quick before we finish, how does the champion, do they crown a team? Like you guys play, it's a tournament, or is it like a round robin? Like explain how the games work.
So,
I saw that there was like a champion or whatever.
Yep. So throughout the week, you've got, just your regular scheduled games. And then the last day, so on Friday, they do the championship game, third place game, fifth place, and then last place. So unfortunately, I was the loser of the last place game this year. So maybe we'll get a little bit better luck next year. We had a guy blow out his Achilles in like the third game.
No,
which you hate to see these guys that go down there and deal with that, but it truly is one of those things where you're just so ramped up and ready to go that it's tough there. So I highly recommend, Brandon, if you're thinking about going, if anybody listening is thinking about going, absolutely worth the money. If you got to save up for a couple of years ago, if you're worried about the competition level down there, don't. Like I said, there are some guys that are really good ball players. There's some guys that aren't, and everything in the middle. And as long as you can get out there and have fun, that's all anybody cares about.
I got to find a way to convince my wife to go. I don't think that's going to be the hard part. I got to figure out how I'm going to get my Harley out there, because I would love to get out to Arizona for 10 days in the middle of January and just have a week and a half trip out there with baseball. Problem is, I have a really bad back from my time in the Army, so I'm not sure if I could play real well, but I would sit on the bench and I think the experience itself would be fun.
Yeah. It's, and there's a lot of guys that, especially kind of as they age and as you have a couple other camps, you kind of sit back and you let those first timers run out there and do their thing and really enjoy that. I saw a number of guys this year that would, I only need to play one or two innings in the field and we'll let somebody else get out there, because really that's what it's about is, letting the guys, we kind of say it every year, like, hey, they paid their money just like I paid my money. So if they want to go do it, go do it, have fun with it. And you can't understate enough or overstate enough, I guess, how incredible of an experience it is just to get down there. I went into it this year saying like, no, this would be my last year doing it, at least for a while, until I get some of my buddies that I grew up playing ball with that can come out and do this with me. This would be my last year. I committed to going back at the awards banquet. Some guys like, hey, you come back next year? I'm like, absolutely. Yep. I'll be back. So sign me up and I'll be back down here again next January.
Real quick before we wrap this up, and I could probably keep going, but I know our time's getting short. Do you get to keep the jersey?
Yep. So the uniform, you get one full uniform. So we've got this year it was the cream jersey with the cream pants. Yep. And then we also do the blue jersey. So you get to keep both of those.
Dang, that's cool.
It's
on field quality, right? Like it's a real.
It's they're from Nike. They're official, team issued gear. So you get that. You get the socks. You get a belt. You get a couple of shirts. I mean, they set you up. So you got to bring your own cleats, your own glove. Okay.
That would make sense. I'm.
Yep. They've got bats there that you can use. And most of those are from, former players that left this season that just left their bats behind, or like a bullpen guy that had some bats, but never got an at bat. I tried to swing a Daniel Vogelbach. That thing's huge. It was like, there's no way I can get around on even an underhand toss.
Bat speed. You got to warm up for it. You gotta get a running start. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's
just you can show up with your glove and a pair of cleats and be good to go for the week.
That's incredible. Real quick, I got one more. I know I said I would wrap this up. Can family go? Like, are people allowed to bring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So there was I'd say a handful of guys whose wives popped in for at least part of the week. Couple of wives that were there the whole time. There is a separate fee for them for like, if they're going to have meals at the ballpark riding the bus around, whatever it may be. They can get that all squared away for you as well. But yeah, they encourage that. And then I think the last night at the banquet, there was, I would say, probably a dozen or more wives that were there. So it's cool. It's definitely encouraged. There's a few guys that had kids running around. So definitely something the family can come out and do and hang out at the ballpark. I actually had a bunch of friends that are down here that live in Phoenix. They came out to watch a couple of games. So yeah, it's a ton of fun.